Okay. The Gemara in Tanafsayin Udeis has a story of Mar Ukva, who had bequeathed half of his nechasim to Tzaka. And the Gemara objects that that seems to be a violation of Takanas Usha. Takanas Usha tells us, Amivaz Beis Ayivaz Beis Yelser Mechonish. A few lines to the bottom of Tanafsayin Udeis, that a person is not allowed to give more than a fifth of his possessions to tzedakah. The Gemara resolved that saying that there's a chilek between Mechayim and La'achar Misa. So a La'achar Misa granting of Nechasim not violate Takana Susha, which is in line with the Gemara's explanation for the reason for Takana Susha and Daf Nun Amud Aleph, that the reason for the Takana was to avoid a situation in which a person is going to be Nesarach Lebrius. If a person gives away all his money to tzedakah, then he's going to end up having to ask for tzedakah himself. The Gemara in Erchin invokes Takanas Usha as well. The Gemara in Erchin and Daf Kaf Ches have the machlokas Tanaim in the Mishnah. There is a person allowed to be machrim kol nechasek. Can you be machish or machrim all your property? So machlokas Tanaim, is there a chomish limit there as well? Can you only be machrim up to one fifth of your nechasim? Or can you be machrim everything short of something? You have to leave something for yourself, but there's no one-fifth limit. And the Gemara there is told that machlokas tanoim, and whether we presume like takanas usha. The pashtus is that takanas usha was a takana. We have to see what was the presumption before takanas usha. But the Gonish Nos Eliyahu on the Mishnah beginning of Peah, the first Mishnah of Peah, notes, and there's a mashmoz to this in the Yerushalmi there, that it wasn't a takana from scratch, but rather it was a situation of shachachu v'chazir v'yistu, that this notion of a shir chomesh existed way before, and maybe even is min haTorah on some level, but it was forgotten at some point, and in Usha they revitalized this original din. So there's a machlokas on Mefarshim as to whether, in terms of the gather of Takanas Usha, there's a machlokas, Bavli, and Yerushalmi. The Bavli seems relatively clear, that either there's a formal iser to spend more than a chomish on tzedakah, or at least there's no midas chasidus to spend more than a chomish on tzedakah, and there's definitely no absolute chiyuv to spend a chomish on tzedakah. Ramosha, in Tshuva in Yeridea, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, notes that, you know, he could have said, and maybe there's some indications that the Takanas Usha is simply an Eisa Tova as opposed to an absolute Isser, meaning it's good advice that you shouldn't give more than a fifth to tzedakah, because if you give away all your money to tzedakah, then you'll need to collect tzedakah. But the Pashas of our Sugya seems to be that it's a more formal Isser. If it was only an Eisa Tova, so why would the Gemara be so bothered with Mar Ukva, especially in a La'archa Misa context, that he gave away half of his Nechasim Litzaka? The fact that the Gemara raises the issue and then has to come out to the chiluk between La'archa Misa and Mechayim is an absolute din. So that sounds like it's more than just an Eitz Tova, but a more formal Isser of giving more than a Chomesh Litzaka. That seems to be what emerges from the Bavli. However, yeah?
Where's the chiluk?
Chiluk Aleph, Yaradaya Simen Kuf Mem Gimel. The last paragraph in the Tshuva. However, the Yerushalmi is more open to interpretation. The Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Peah, where the Mishnah tells us, Eilu Dvarim She'elam Shiur, da-da-da, Gemilas Chasadim, so there the Yerushalmi has the following line. Gemilas Chasadim, Hadad de Tamar begufo, aval b'mamono yesh lo shir. When do we say that there's no shir for Gemilas Chasadim? That's Gemilas Chasadim begufo, the acts of chesed that a person does begufo. However, acts of chesed b'mamono, i.e. tzedakah, yesh lo shir. Ba'asye ke demar Shimon Lakish v'shem Rabbi Yossi v'chanina, and that is consistent with the following memra, ba'usha ninu sheyehe adam mafrish chomesh minichas of l'mitzvah. In Usha, they made a takana, Nimnu v'gamru, that a person should be mafrish a chomesh of his nechasim for mitzvah purposes. Okay, so again, the Yerushalmi says that there's no shir for gemilas chasadim b'gufo, but b'mamona there is a shir, and that was takanas usha, that a person should be mafrish chomesh b'nechasav l'mitzvah. So Beis Yossi points out in Yerodeya, the beginning of Simin Reish Mem Tes, that the Mashmos of this Yerushalmi is that there is in fact a mitzvah of giving a chomesh minachas of litzaka. And there isn't necessarily an iser to give more. A mitzvah min a mufkar to give a chomesh litzaka, because that's what it sounds like. Nimnu shehei adam mafresh chomesh min chasal mitzvah, that a person should give a chomesh of chasal mitzvah, and there's no indication of any al yivaz beis yoser be chomesh. The context of the Kodesh Yerushalmi, simple reading of the line, is that one should give a chomesh of chasal, and not that there's any provision or any limitation on giving more than that. So that's how the Beis Yosef understood the Yerushalmi. Yeah.
Then should the Yerushalmi say something like the fact that a person has just a limited monetary amount? Like, you can just say that.
Again, the Yerushalmi should have said?
Instead of saying that Gemilas Chasonim with your goof, so that doesn't
right.
have a gvul,
right.
So you have a gvul of your money because your money, Memela, has a gvul, meaning you have a certain amount of money.
That's not the Yerushalmi says.
Right.
Why the Yerushalmi doesn't say that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if the deal were that, oh, you can do more than, if the deal were that this is the mitzvah, but
yeah.
really you should give more than that, then if you want to tell me it's big bull, then why didn't you just say
no, it's not saying that you should give more necessarily. It's saying that there is a mitzvah of giving a chomesh, and there's no issue of giving more. Right? There's no language in the Yerushalmi that indicates that there's any issue to give more than a chomesh.
I'm not sure if he's quoting the same Yerushalmi.
He's quoting two lines later. So you're saying the fact that Tosafot quotes the Yerushalmi to explain the Bavli is mashma that he understood, that Tosafot understood the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are not arguing. So you're mechaving to the Chuvas Lahoros Nasan, Rav Nasan Gishtetner makes his Ara. Chelik Aleph Simon Mem Gibel. Right. Now, I don't think that's absolutely mukhaf, because the fact that the Tosafot quotes a line in the Yerushalmi later to explain one facet of the din, I don't think Bechreyaf, that means that Tosaf had to understand that then the Kuda, the Yerushalmi, the Bavli are agreeing, but it's definitely reasonable. Okay, good. Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Tes, Simon Aleph, Perag Aleph, in his long essay on Meister Tzafim, which is not our topic today directly. But he points out that the next line, or a couple lines later, the Yerushalmi is mashma, like the Beis Yosef's understanding as well, that Takanas Usha indicates a chiv of giving a chomesh, not an iser giving more than a chomesh. Yeah, parenthetically, this is relevant. If the Yerushalmi is saying that there's a chiv to give a chomesh, that's obviously relevant to the question of what's the makar of what is the nature of the din of Maaser Tzafim. Is that a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan, or a minhag? So generally, most persons submit a minhag, but if you understand the Yerushalmi is saying that there is a zakanas usha to give a chomesh, so minimally that would probably indicate the din the rabbanon, or maybe more. Okay. Or if you still like to go, then it could be a din the raisa, because zakanas usha is simply a reaffirmation of something that existed earlier. But okay, be that as it may. So since I also point out, look at the next few lines later in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi there says, ad heichan. So ad heichan means, what would the din have been, at least as how the Mefarshim understand, what would the din have been if not for Takana Susha? Right? Takana Susha is Chomesh. So what would the din have been without Takana Susha? So the Yerushalmi, there is Machlokes HaMaraim, either the din of Stuck would have been like Truma, so 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, or it would have been like Truma's Meiser, 1/100th. That sounds like, if not for Takana Susha, the Chiv of Staka, right, the Bavli has, we pass in the Shulchan Aruch Bavasa that test that the minimum chiyuv tzedakah is shlish shekel l'shana. Fine. The Yerushalmi is saying, if not for Takanas Usha, what would the minimum chiyuv shiur tzedakah be? So either it would have been 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, i.e. in Rhyme Yafa Beinonis, or it would have been 1/100th. Yeah.
Why would we learn that from Shema over?
Because these are different models of Manosaniyam. So you look for the
Truma isn't really a Truma's
a Manus Kuna. Manus are also Manosaniyam in some sense. I'm sorry?
If you want 10th before she had 1/40th, 1/60th.
Say it again?
You should parallel Meiser more.
Right.
It's more of a...
So the Yerushalmi quotes Pesukim. The Yerushalmi there quotes Pesukim, Kaveh Hashem Eyanecha, Mishpat Kol Tvuascha, either Kim Reshit Kol Tvuascha, or another analogy to Jonah. So the Yerushalmi quotes Pesukim as to why those are the analogies. But that's parenthetical to our point. So the Yerushalmi asks, what would the din have been if not for the Kodoshim? That sounds like, so we're talking about what is the Chiyuv, the minimal Chiyuv Tzaka. So without the Kodoshim, the minimal Chiyuv Tzaka would have been much less. And Tagan Zusha tells you the middle of Chiyuv Tzaka is 1/10, or 1/5, sorry. And then, but you could definitely give more than that. However, all the Mefarshim Yerushalmi on the page, who are all Achronim, or relatively late, they all explain the Yerushalmi in line with the Bavli, that they add in the words, Chomesh, not Yosef Chomesh. So is that simply a... be influenced by the Bavli without looking at the Yerushalmi objectively, or is there a basis of understanding the Yerushalmi that way? So Yosef points out that yeah, if you continue a little bit further in the Yerushalmi, then you have contrary indications that maybe the Yerushalmi did understand like the Bavli that Chomesh is an upper limit and not a lower limit. There the Gemara quotes a Maisa parallel to Maisa the Bavli of Rabbi Shoveiv. Rabbi Shoveiv was Mechale Kol Nechasa of Tuaniyim. And Rav Gamliel sent him a message that that's against Takana Zusha. That's when the rise of the Gaon that this didn't predated Takana Zusha because Rav Gamliel was before Takana Zusha. It was before the Yeshivas Bezin Nusha. Okay. So that sounds like if the Yerushalmi is quoting that story, it sounds like the Yerushalmi understood that Chomesh is an upper limit, not a lower limit. And what about the Gemara of Ad Heichon second? What would you... The way we understood, what would the shear have been, the minimal shear have been, if not for the Kodesh Lusha? So he points out that the Gaon understands that Yerushalmi, the Shaila of Ad Heichan is, what's the minimal now? Minimum now, meaning Chomesh, maybe that's a good idea. But what is the absolute minimum of the shear stock that a person must give? Yeah.
Why can't the simplest way to reconcile both would be to say that the Takana was dafka homage, nothing more or nothing less.
But that's not what the Bavli sounds like. Yivaz v'zal, yivaz v'yosef v'chomesh.
Or the Yerushalmi.
I'm sorry?
But the Yerushalmi itself.
As you said, but you're asking how to reconcile the Bavli and
the
Yerushalmi.
No, I said the two parts of the Yerushalmi.
Okay, yeah.
The simplest way would just to say that the Takana was dafka homage.
And you can't give any less than you can give any more.
You can, it's just not the kim of the Takana.
So then what are you explaining?
That when it says Ad Heichan,
right.
So, you know, without that, what would we have assumed?
Okay.
Without that they did that,
right.
That's just the nature of the Takana. I mean, you can give more, you can give less, just
right.
That's not what they said.
And the Takana is what?
A chumash.
That you must give a chumash?
Yeah.
The Takana is that you must give a chumash. Good. And then what about... And you're not allowed to give more?
No.
You're not allowed to give less, you're not allowed to give more. Okay. Okay. Ruach Ari, Tanis Kaftalid, Amud Aleph, points out that he thinks Yerushalmi must be assuming that there's an iser of levaz beis yosef mechomesh, because if not, then what's Yerushalmi's starting point? The Yerushalmi says elu dvarim she'elam shir. That's only talking about gemilas chasadim begufo. But gemilas chasadim b'mamono, there's a shir. So if takanas usha was that you need to give a chomesh, but there's no upper limit. So if there's no upper limit, then that's also elu shir. Just say that?
I'm
sorry? So that's...
Either shear doesn't mean that there's no lower shear.
He's assuming that, but if you go through the list, not everything has lower shear. There are things with the lower shear. Right. Okay. So we'll come back to this Bavli Yerushalmi, but that's how this plays out. Is there a machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi or not. Take a look at the Rambam, and this is where the confusion starts in terms of how much tzedakah a person must give, may give, or should give. If you look in the Rambam, Manas Aniyim, Perek Zayin, so Rambam starts as follows: Misas asay litein tzedakah l'ani Yisrael, kifi ma sharoi la'ani. The person should give, must give tzedakah to an ani based on the needs of the ani. Im haisa yad hanosi masega, so long as the person giving can afford to give. Okay. So far that sounds like a person should give whatever he can, as long as the person can afford to give, then he needs to provide the ani with whatever the ani needs. Dei matzaro. No indication so far of any limitation or minimum. Then the Rambam writes, "Per halacha hey, ba ani v'shal de masaro v'ein yad hanosi masega." So let's say the ani needs $2,000, and the nose doesn't have $2,000 to give. The nose lo kifi hasagas yado. The person needs to give based on what he's able to give. V'kama. So the mitzvah min hamufkar is to give up to one-fifth of your possessions. The echad me'asara b'nechas ha'beinoni, and mida b'nechas is to give one-tenth. Pachas mikan ayin ra'a, and li'olam ayin la'adam atzom yishlish es ha'shekel b'shanam. The absolute minimum is a third. So the Rambam says, if an ani comes to you, you should give whatever he needs. Sounds like if you're able to afford whatever he needs, then even if it's more than chomesh, give whatever he needs. Another Rambam says, if he's asking for deim asor and you can't give him whatever you need, whatever he needs, so then mitzvah min hamufkar is to give him whatever he needs up to one-fifth of your property. Beinoni is up to one-tenth, and less than that is ayin ra. But no indication in the Rambam here of a iser of Ayyavaz Bez Yoser Mechamish. And if anything, if a person can afford it, sounds like a person should give Yoser Mechamish. That's the Rambam Matnas Aniyim Perek Zay. The Rambam in Hilchas Erechin does quote this din of Ayyavaz Bez. The Rambam in the very end of Erechin, last halacha, Perekhas, halacha Yud Gimel, Le'olab lo yakdish adam lo yakrim kol nechas. So a person shouldn't be makdish his entire fortune. The Yos is that over al das hakasav. Sherehu Omer mi kol ashelo v'lo kol ashelo. K'mo shevira chachamim. Ve'ein zu chasidus el ashtus. Shereza me'abit kol mamad v'yisarach v'brios. Ve'ein merachman alav. V'zeh v'chayotze v'o Omer chachamim chasid shote mechal nechale olam. Ela kol mefazer mamono b'mitzvos al yefazer yoser mechomesh. If a person is going to throw away his money for mitzvos, he shouldn't throw away more than one-fifth of his possessions. Here the Rambam does quote the din of Al Yavaz Beis, but the Rambam does not quote it in Hilchos Tzedakah. And then the third Rambam here, to throw into the mix, Chavetz Chaim points out in Abbas Chesed, Chelek Beis Perek Yotes, in a very long footnote, and as well in the Torah Zeraim Peya page Yud Aleph, they point out the Rambam in Peya Shemeshnai is the beginning of Peya. The Rambam writes in translation, paraphrasing, but not exactly the Yerusham. Gemilo Sasadim Ein Lashir, but Salomar B'Hishtas V'Sadim Gufa. The person's personal chesed is Ein Lashir. Aval Shatuso B'Mamono, but his monetary Gemilas Chasadim, Yesh Lo Gvul, there is a boundary for that. V'Hu Chamishes Mamono, that is one-fifth. V'Eino Chayev Lases Yoser Me Chamishes Mamono, a person is not obligated to give more than a fifth. El Im Asa Keim Midas Chasidus, but if he does so, that is a Midas Chasidus. V'Amru Nim Nebu'usha Lios Adam Mafrish Chomish Nechasav Le Mitzvah. So the Rambam Peirush Mishnah seems to say that at least Alz Midas Chasidus, there's no impediment to giving more than a Chomish Mi Nechasav. There's no din of Al Yavaz Beis. The Rambam in Hilchas Tzedakah says there that makes no mention of a din of aliyah ba'azbeis, but also doesn't say that there's a midas chasidus to give you more than a fifth. Right there, the Rambam says mitzvah min mufkar is one fifth. And then the Rambam in Hilchos Erechin says there is a din of aliyah ba'azbeis. So how are you miyashev all these Rambams? Okay. So both the Chavetz Chaim and Toras Chesed and the Toras Raim have a very similar approach, which goes as follows. That fundamentally, there's no machlokas, the Bavli and Yerushalmi, and then we'll fit the Rambam into that understanding. Fundamentally, there's no machlokas, Bavli and Yerushalmi, because we're talking about two different cases. Yerushalmi is talking about a case where an ani is coming in front of you, knocking on your door, and saying, I need the following. So the ani comes and asks for day machsaro. So if a person is able to give day machsaro because he's well off enough, then give the entire day machsaro. If it's a yad maseges, if you're not able to give the entire day machsaro, what should you give? You should give up to, you should give a chomesh. That's the kanasusha. You should give a chomesh. You don't have to give more. But if you want to give more, al smidus chasidus, you are permitted to do so. That is the kavanas ha-yerushalmi. Nimnu b'usha, that in a situation where an ani has specific needs, a person should give minimally a chomesh, but he's permitted to give more. The Bavli, one second, the Bavli is talking about a case where there's no ani lefanov, where this is all theoretical. The person wants to direct his money to anim who are not knocking on the door, where there's no pressing need. So in that case, the Bavli says, Takanasusha is ein mevazbezin yoser mechomish. That's the mashmos, says the Torah Zraim, of the Lashem mevazbez. It's not al yipen yoser, but al yivazbez. You shouldn't squander, you shouldn't waste it. It's a little bit of a strange Lashem. So if there's no pressing need, then you shouldn't squander or throw out more than a fifth of your nechasim. But if there's a pressing need, you are allowed to do so. I'll come to you in a second, Dani. He explains that is the shot of the Rambams. The Rambam in Manas Aniyim is talking about where the Ani is Lafanav. He's knocking on your door. He has specific needs. So there, where the Ani is Lafanav, the Rambam begins Perek Zayin saying, if you're of good, of well enough needs to provide the entire day Mafsaro, then you should provide the day Mafsaro. If you're unable to provide day Mafsaro, so then, mitzvah min mufkar to give a fifth. If you give less, it's also okay. There's no need to give more, but the Rambam doesn't indicate that there's any isser to give more. And perhaps, as the Rambam in Perish HaMishnayis, maybe there is a midas chasidus to give more. The Rambam, the end of Hilchos Erechin, which is talking about mitzvahs in general, not limited to, but including tzedakah, is talking about where there's no need lefanov, there's no ani lefanov, you're theoretically just throwing out money where there's no pressing need, so there are stricter limitations. Yeah, Zani.
When the Yerushalmi is this situation where there's an ani lefanov, so the Yerushalmi says, you should give the machsorel, what exactly is a chomesh? The Yerushalmi is saying, that's a reasonable amount there's levels in between chomesh and day machsorah.
No, so day machsorah is the ani's need. So if you're able to provide the entire need of the ani because you have sufficient funds, then you should provide the entire need of the ani. If you're unable to provide the entire need of the ani, you should pay him whatever you can towards day machsorah up to one fifth.
Day Machsaro may be 50% of. If Day Machsaro is only 50% of my money, I can afford that in theory, because I can give. It's not more than 100% of my money. But
right. So the presumption of this equation would be that. If you are of means, if you're a multimillionaire, so 50% of your money won't harm you if you give it away. So then maybe you would need to give it away. You would need to give that away. That is a din of. But I guess the presumption is that for most people, giving away in excess of a fifth would be beyond Yadamas, I guess. So then, whatever his day Masar is, you have to calculate what, up to a fifth of your, what are his needs, and you should give up to a fifth of, or a fifth of your possessions to meet those needs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, the Rambam of Pirushan Mishnayos mentions that the Midas Chasidus is more than a fifth?
Yes.
So, and that's talking about what case?
So if you're going to assume that the Rambam of Pirushan Mishnayos is consistent with the Rambam of the Yad, based on the Sefer, that's talking about a case where you can't afford day machsaro. You can't give them the entire day machsaro. So you only mechuyev to give a fifth, but you're allowed to give more than a fifth.
So how come the Rambam doesn't mention that proviso in the Yad?
In the Yad? Right. So that's a... that is why this isn't 100% glad. The Chofetz Chaim acknowledges that that issue.
Also, okay, and also, could you, I don't know if there's any basis for this, but could you be machalik between, could you say that there are two different chiyuvim? One is in terms of just the general din of Maaser Ksavim, and then the other one is, there's like a specific chiyuv to give money to an ani, or is that just arbitrary?
Well, we're not assuming that there's a din of Maaser Ksavim per se.
Okay. What category would it fall under then?
Would the Chumash fall under?
Yeah.
Is your mitzvah staka? Is you have a mitzvah staka to support aniyah? How much do you have to give?
Okay.
So you have to give day mafsaro when that where that's you're able to, and if not, then
okay,
up to a fifth of your nechasa.
Okay.
Chofetz Chaim suggests that maybe the Rambam got this dual approach from the Gemara in Tanis Kaftali. The Gemara there has a Maisa of the Lazar Ish Birsa. The Gemara says that whenever the Gabi Tzedakah would see him, the Gabi Tzedakah would run away because the Lazar Ish Birsa had the tendency to give away all his money to the Gabi Tzedakah. So Gabi Tzedakah, whenever he saw Lazar Ben Ish Birsa coming, would run the other way so that he wouldn't be in a position to have to take all his money. So the Gursari, Shagasari asks, what about Takanas Usha? Why wasn't Elazar Ish Birsa in violation of Takanas Usha of giving away all his money whenever he saw the Gabi Tzedakah? He's only allowed to give up to a fifth. So the Gursari suggests that maybe, as we saw in the Gemara in Erefin, that the Takanas Usha is really subject of Achlokes Tanoim, so maybe Elazar Ish Birsa held like the Tana that doesn't hold the Takanas Usha. The Chofetz Chaim points out, he doesn't spell this out, but he just says, Fizasi Shavik Baran Tanis, that according to what he's saying, it makes it a lot better. And that's the case of Ani Lefanav. In the case of Ani Lefanav, the Gabi Tzedakah is coming to collect for a specific Ani who's in need right now. So there is no Isser of Yoser Mechomish. It's only where there's no Ani Lefanav that there's an Isser of Yoser Mechomish. The Tzitz Eliezer in the Tshuva that we quoted earlier, suggests that there's a Me'iri in Bava Basra, one second, there's a Me'iri in Bava Basra that sounds like this approach in the Rambam. Me'iri in the Sugya of Tzedakah and Daf Tes, Dibur Masklad Tzibur, writes as follows. Had Tzibur chayavim litein la'ani ad kidei ma'asara. So the Tzibur has a communal obligation of supporting the ani up to the point of day ma'asara. V'achayachid kein, in the age Tzipek b'yada. And a Yachid also has the responsibility of supporting Dei Ma'asaro so long as he has the financial means to do so. Ha imroa ba'atmo shelo yuchal asas kein. But if the Yachid sees that he's incapable of supporting the Ani on his own, then osa kifikocho, then he does the best that he can. Ubiru b'makam acher shamivazbeiz ayi vazbeiz osa michomesh. That person shouldn't give more than a chomesh. So, points out, the Me'iri seems to be blending in the same breath both the halacha of Deim Ma'asaro without any limitation and the din of Ayivazbe. So, this is essentially, this has been the Rambam, that there are two levels. That if a person is financially capable of supporting up to Deim Ma'asaro, then he can. If he's not, so then that's where the Shir Chomesh kicks in. Yeah.
If according to the Chofetz Chaim that it was the day of Saro, then why wasn't, then what right did the Gabi Tzedakah have to not put him then? Because he's being manaim from doing a mitzvah as a mitzvah.
Okay. Doesn't mean the Gabi Tzedakah. Even if he's allowed to, it doesn't mean he's mechuyev to. So Gabi Tzedakah had his best interest in mind that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Isn't the mashmash that the person who's giving away his money was that the guy was like, didn't want to collect things, he thought he was going to make guys give away money poor.
Right.
Give away too much.
Right.
So obviously, he's not a guy who's wealthy enough to actually be able to support
correct
his money.
Correct.
So he should have no right to give the money, therefore, he should have no chance to take it.
So long as there's no formal issur, the person, perhaps on that dargo, could have a level of.
That's violating Ali Basri's. The point about Ali Basri is that you want to show yourself in Brios, right?
No, so the din of Ali, that's true, but it may have limitations. Meaning, if there's an Ani Lefanov, according to this Mahalach, according to the Rambam, if there's an Ani Lefanov, so then that Cheshvan doesn't apply. Meaning, even if there's an Ani Lefanov, so then depending on your what kind of person you are, you're not prohibited from giving Yosef and Chomesh, even if maybe in theory that'll lead to the Nisrach Lebris yourself. But it could be someone on the level of this Tana who didn't have such worries. Okay. Chavos Klein points out it's difficult to lahalacha Haskin like this Hesber. It's a nice Hesber, but it's not really borne out anywhere in the language of Shulchan Aruch. So lahalacha, the Chavos Klein hasn't Haskin definitively on this basis. What do we have in Shulchan Aruch? So Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Mem Tesef Aleph, the Mechaber quotes Lashon Rambam in Hilchos Manos Aniyim. Excuse me, making no mention of Hamavaz Beis Ali Vazbeis Dosim Yechomish. Now the Ramah there in Sif Aleph quotes that there's an Issel of Vazbeis Yosim Yechomish. So Ramosha in that Shuvah that we mentioned earlier says, well, you see it's Machlokas Machaber Ramah. Machaber says there's no Issel of Ali Vazbeis Lalacha, and the Ramah says that there is an Issel. Shuas Minchas Yitzchak Chelak Hei Simin Lamed Aleph points out that first of all, the Chachmas Adam LaHalacha and Simin Kufn Dalet Hilchos Taka writes that if it is Yodo Masegas, then you are allowed to give Yosef Chomesh, which is Shitas Rambam essentially. And he suggests in Minchas Yitzchak that maybe even according to the Ramah, maybe the Ramah would agree that maybe the Ramah would get to Mechaber that the Yadu Masegah says no Isser, and the Ramah is only talking about a case of any Yadu Masegah. So it's not abundantly clear what the limitation of Hamavaz Beis Ali Vazbeis Yosef Mechomesh is. The halacha, where a person does have the needs. Rav Moshe says that even if you're very wealthy, you shouldn't give Yosef Mechomesh, because that's against his Takana Susha. And Minchas Yitzchak says not necessarily. There are ample poskim that indicate the Pashtus. She does a Rambam that definitely, if you're a means, there's no iser of giving Yoser Mechamish. There's another din here in what a person has to give, which also has to be put into the mix when we're talking about Shiurim of Staka. Before that, the Chabad Chaim in that long piece is quite a look at Navas Chesed Perakutes Perakaf. So there he comes up with a list of six situations in which there's no iser of. So even if we assume that their lahalacha is a restriction of Ali Vazbeis Yosef Mechomesh, but there are six instances in which it doesn't apply. Number one, Pikuach Nefesh. So Makam Pikuach Nefesh, all bets are off. Fine. Number two, based on this whole mahalach, where the Ani is Lefanov, according to this mahalach in the Rambam. Number three, he thinks halach, and the Rishonim that imply this. That if you have an usher muflag, so then where there's no chashash of Yisach Lebriya, so a person is worth $2 billion, so they're not worried that if he's going to give more than 20% away he's going to become poor, so then there's no restriction of Yosef Mechomesh. The Dover Muad, he says, in certain situations where a person is going to give a little bit more than a chomesh based on investments and the like, Mecha Chumemka, that's okay. And there's a Shita Mikubesis in the Sugan Daf Nun that indicates that l'hachzak is Talmud Torah, there's no restriction of Chomesh. And finally, where a person wastes money anyway. So the Chavos Chaim says, if a person could waste his money anyway, you might as well waste it for stock. Those are his six categories where there's a dispensation for the din of Mavaz with Ali Vazbeis. Okay. But the other factor to include here when we talk about stock The Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Tes, Amud Aleph, has a din. That ani hamechazer el tzachim. If you have an ani that's going from door to door collecting, so Gemara Kosas here in Bryce says whether ein niskakin lo or niskakin lo, must you tend to him or not? Must you provide for him? The Gemara answers the chilah between matanim ruba and matanim wetes. An ani mechazer el tzachim, you have to give him matanim wetes, not a matanim ruba. Rashi and Tosfos understand that we're talking about the Gabe Staka, that the Gabe Staka in the community has a responsibility to make sure that any ani hamachas el tzachim is provided with minimally a matana mu'etes. However, the Rambam and Lahalachim Shulchan Aruch assumes that this din applies to any yachid. The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, ani mechazel abzachim a niskakin la matanim ruba val niskakin la nosin la matanim uetes. You have to give him at least something. The asir lahasir sa ani shishal rekam, and you're not allowed to send the ani away empty-handed. The afilu ata nosin la grogeres achas, even if you're only going to give him a dry fig, you have to give him something. Shenemar al yashuv dach nechlam. Pasuk in Tehillim kapitel ayin dalid. A person shouldn't send away the downtrodden in a embarrassed fashion. So Rama, of course, is passing to tell him that any yachid who has a ani and mechazel tzachim knocks on his front door, so he has to give him a matana mu'etes minimal. He has to give him at least a grogeres. He has to give him something. You can't send him away empty-handed. So this could be a kula and the chumrah, meaning the kula. The Chaim Kadayevsky points out in Derech Amuna here is that you don't necessarily have to give someone who's mechazel apsachim more than that. The Chumrah is that anyone who's mechazel apsachim, you have to at least give something. You can't have someone knock at your front door asking for tzedakah and send them away empty-handed. So in the Sefer Shari Tzedek on Hilchot Tzedakah, a very impressive volume, so he points out that the Rambam here, in context, is talking about the case of Ein Yad HaMaseges. Meaning, even if it's Ein Yad HaMaseges, a person, let's say, gave away all his chomesh for tzedakah, he doesn't have any more tzedakah funds allocated, but you can't send someone knocking on the front door away empty-handed. What do you have to give him? You have to give him at least a grogeres. So they point out, Father Shulchan isn't sure exactly what, if you're going to give him coins, so what's the minimal amount nowadays? What's the monetary equivalent of a dry fig? Whatever it is, it's not that much. But the point is that if someone is demeaning themselves to knock on your door to ask for tzedakah, we're talking about someone who's collecting, who's an ani, not someone who's collecting for Mosa, someone collecting for someone else, but someone collecting for himself. He's demeaning himself to knock on your front door, so you have to give him at least something. Father Shulchan points out, if he doesn't like what you want to give, you don't have to give more than that. But you have to at least give someone something, even if it's in excess of the chomesh of funds or whatever you have that you allocated for tzedakah. Does this din of al yashuv dach nechlam apply to someone collecting in a shul? I did not find anything on this in print, but Misvara, it would seem, and then I spoke to Revival Cohn, who was masking that this should be correct, and Rabbi Packer told me that he discussed this with the author of the Shari Tzedek, that there's a difference between someone knocking on your front door and someone going around in shul. If someone's knocking on your front door, so he's demeaning himself to come all the way to your house to knock on the door, you have to give him something. The person's walking around the shul, you have 100 people, there are 20 people, he's just sticking out his hand to everyone who passes by, so that's not the same level of embarrassment, of demeaning himself, and this din of al yashuv dach nechlam doesn't necessarily apply. I did see, however, yesterday, in print against that, from a story he quotes, the first time I ever saw the Sefer Aleinu L'Shabeach quoted in a secondary source, but he quotes the Sefer Aleinu L'Shabeach in Chumash Shmos, which I tried to find this morning, couldn't find it, as quoting a story of some Rav who advised people who go to the Kozel to daven with a lot of Aniyim that you should give the Aniyim staka before you go to daven and after, because if you pass them by, then you're in violation of Aishiv Dach Lechlam. But I think it's definitely reasonable that if a that this din of having to give something doesn't necessarily apply in a shul context, right? That's the story they say Reb Chaim Oser, that someone came to Reb Chaim Oser to complain that there's so many people collecting stock, how could he possibly give to everyone? So Reb Chaim Oser said when he came to Vilna, before he moved to Vilna, he would say hello to everybody in the morning. But when he moved to Vilna, it was impossible to say hello to everybody because there's so many people. He'd say good morning. So the same idea.
I guess this is just another way to see it, but maybe with somebody who like walks around even in a shul, just mm-hmm. individual people, mm-hmm. that would also have a certain level of shame.
A little level, but it's not the same as going to your front door. So it's I think reasonable to argue that the din of Aishiv Dach Lechlam doesn't apply both samida to someone walking around in the shul. Okay, the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Pei Ches Amid Beis, quotes a Meimer of Rava. B'schara she'amar Avram Avinu v'anochi Afar ve'efer, zachu banu l'shtei mitzvos efer para v'afar sota. That a reward for Avram Avinu's declaration of Kadosh Baruch Hu when arguing on behalf of Anshei Sdom, v'anochi Afar ve'efer, so klayis lo rizocha to the mitzvos of efer para and afar sota. I once suggested, what's the difference, what's the connection here, what's the tzad hashava between Efer Parah and Afer Sota, and why is this a schar specifically for Avram Avinu? So Avram Avinu, in his declaration of Anochi Afer Ve'efer, is essentially saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he had no personal negiyas here, that Avram Avinu was acting totally selflessly in davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on behalf of Anshei Sdom. He had no personal stake in the matter. He was totally batel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't his personal negiyas. And that may be a tzad hashava between Efer Parah and Afer Sota. Be'afer Sota, so that's the notion of that the whole process involves mechikas shmo shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol is bimochel on his kavod and understanding for some other good. Lasa shalom b'nish l'isha. So the mechikas Hashem b'mei sota is an indication of, on some level, Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol's being mevatel for some other greater purpose. And that is also a theme that you find by Parah Aduma. Right? You know, Parah Aduma is unique in that the Avodas Parah Aduma is done b'chutz. Normally speaking, Shkut Echutz is the Karis. The Chinuch explains in Simen Kuf Pei Vav that all karbanos have to be brought on the base of Mikdash because of the awe-inspiring experience that engenders in being lifnei Hashem. And yet, despite the severe nature of Shkut Echutz in general, all the avodas Parah Aduma, in order to allow the Tara process where necessary, is done b'chutz. So maybe that common denominator of Efer Parah and Afer Sota reflects this notion of Bittul, and Avraham Avinu, on some level, acting in Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu in being mevatel himself for a greater good.